The fourth industrial revolution will impact our lives completely. It will not only change how we communicate, how we produce, how we consume, it will change actually us, our own identity.
Completely abandon organic stuff and create completely inorganic life forms. By hacking organisms, elites may gain the power to re-engineer the future of life itself. Because once you can hack something, you can usually also engineer it.
They're really acquiring divine powers of creation and destruction. We are really upgrading humans into gods.
It doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you.
If you take a genetic editing, just as an example, it's you who are changed. And of course, this has a big impact on your identity.
Welcome to today's brief intelligence session. It is the Sabbath. It is February 11th, 2023. This is just a brief, small update. More than 24,000 people have perished in the earthquake in Turkey, and the numbers will continue to climb. Some have even speculated that this earthquake may have been caused by tectonic weapons. Is it possible? Yes, it is. This earthquake can also be a sign of earth changes, since there are changes in the electromagnetosphere of the earth. There is also space weather that can cause such shifts. But let us also not forget that we're also working together with diabolical technology when we talk about the experiments and the smashing of protons, electrons, neutrons, neutrinos, photons, and other forms of energy at CERN in Switzerland, which has enough power to throw off the equilibrium of the core of the Earth. But anyway, also, we have news that the CDC has now made the COVID-19 extermination injection an official part of your immunization calendar or schedule or required shots. So they've gone in for the kill. The Deagle Report reported a sharp drop in population by 2025. I believe this to be 100% accurate and true. And it won't just stop at 2025. The population will drop exponentially, even beyond 2025. In another medical circle, in another circle of academia, it was said that there is a 3-year lifespan after the reception of your COVID-19 injection. The primary reason is because of the trillions of microclots that are created that will eventually obstruct some necessary pathway, causing a stroke, heart attack, and many other different deleterious effects anywhere and everywhere in the body. Also, the emergence of prions disease or Mal-Cal disease. We also have all types of information coming out about the debilitating, deconstructing upon itself immune systems that are beginning to be observed all over the world, particularly in Germany. The symptoms and signs of autoimmune deficiency syndrome has begun to take hold. There's an explosion in AIDS, as well as highly infectious and more easily communicable forms of the HIV virus. We wonder where that came from. We can also expect to see a rise in mental illness and in demonic activity and demonic possession. Like Yeshua prophesied, men's hearts will begin to fail them, but the heart is Lev, and Lev is the mind, the seat of the mental faculties. Yeshua said, that region would begin to fail. It would begin to fail. Specifically because of the things that men see coming upon the earth. So Yeshua already told you about earth changes that would take place. He also talked about earthquakes in diverse places. So he talked about seismic activity, and he also talked about changes in the sun, the moon, and in the stars. So cosmic changes that will deleteriously and negatively impact and affect the earth. Doesn't matter what car you drive, doesn't matter how much carbon you put out, and who cares anyway? When your food is genetically modified, when your water is contaminated and has 56 different pharmaceutical drugs in it. Who cares when your children are shot up with 77 different shots that throw off the equilibrium of their immune system and slow down the function, the cognitive function of their brain? Who cares when you're surrounded by electromagnetic waves of energy that have a negative impact on the biorhythms, on your cells, and on their equilibrium? Who cares when you may possibly be living right underneath a cell phone tower that is frying you like a microwave all day and every day? People want to talk about some earth and climate change when they don't even have enough sense to fight for change when it pertains to what is on their plate. Eating genetically modified organisms is destruction from within. It is direct warfare and an assault on your genome and any future generation that may come from you. Which, that's the likelihood of that happening is dwindling. Because as we said, in these pharmaceutical interventions that have now gained official recognition as a shot that you need, that is required for your life, sterility will be on the rise. Extermination, depopulation, and human eradication is on the rise. That's all I can tell you. That's all I can say. So, ladies and gentlemen, all I can tell you to do is to begin to pay attention to what you're eating. Pay attention to what you're having injected into your bloodstream. As it is written in the scriptures in the Torah, the life of the flesh is within the blood. But if the blood be contaminated, if the blood be deconstructed and coagulated against harmony, what happens to the body? What happens to the temple? The temple dies prematurely. The temple dies from malfunctions in its system early, prematurely. It's sad. People do not understand. This is war. But like Yeshua said, he will lead and guide the elect into understanding these things. He said if it were possible, even the elect would be fooled by the activities and the program of the world. But because of his spirit, the spirit of truth, the Ruach HaKodesh, that leads you and guides you into all truth, it won't be possible for the elect to fall for the deception. The elect will not fall for the deception. They're not going to accept the programs. They're not going to accept the Antichrist. They're not going to accept the mark of the beast. They're not going to accept the philosophies of fallen mankind, men and women. They're not going to accept the mental illness that has been normalized. They're not going to accept it. They're not going to accept fake demonic doctrines that come from demons directly, like the illustrious initiated apostle of the Messiah, Shaul, whom the world calls Paulos, Paul the Apostle, said. He said, in the Akarit Hayamim, the Spirit has spoken unto me expressly. He said, the Ruach HaKodesh spoke to me expressly that in the last days, perilous times will come, and that men will not tolerate ha'emeth, truth, but they will have itching ears, and they will seek after doctrines that are propagated, orchestrated, architected, designed, and engineered by demons. They will prefer to listen to demons. They will prefer to worship and promote and propagate and disseminate the teachings of demons. That's where you live at now. He also talks about the mystery of lawlessness. The mystery of lawlessness. The mystery of lawlessness. The mysterion. It is a mystery. There are so many who swear to God that they worship God, that they love Christ, that they follow Christ. But when you examine, how much of Christ's teachings do you know? They get an F on the exam. They only know 1% to 2% of what he ever said. They know nothing about what he actually said. And they don't execute or actuate what he actually said. They don't even know what proper day to worship on. They've been too busy listening to the Pope. They've been too busy listening to the replacement of Christ called the Vicar of Christ, instead of listening to Christ himself. They know more of what the New York Times newspaper says, what the Washington Post newspaper says, more so than what their Bible says. And then even more disturbing is after 25 years of being a so-called whatever you call yourself, they never took the time to investigate the original tongue and the original language of the scriptures. But they're busy adopting the ebonics and the newspeak that comes from the social engineers who are worshipers of Lucifer directly. So much so that they don't even know what to call their children. They don't even know how to differentiate between gender anymore. How could someone so mentally slow understand the ancient tongue to get a more accurate depiction of what they're supposed to be living by from the one who died for their sins, whose mother tongue, Muttersprache, was Aramith, Aramaic, not English, not Spanish, not German, Aramith, Aramaic, the language that is intimately related to and connected to Ivrit, Hebrew. That's all I can say to you. It's a strange world we live in. We are living in the Twilight Zone. For sure. We are living in the Matrix. For sure. We are living in the Novus Ordo Seclorum. For sure. We are now entering into the Great Reset. For sure. And we're on the sands of the sea, looking at the tsunami of the fourth industrial revolution build strength, build height, as its waves, or the tsunami waves, come in our direction. The world is about to be overtaken by an explosion in technological advancement in disruptive technologies. Just like the book of Daniel said, He said, in the last days, knowledge, data, will increase exponentially, miraculously, supernaturally, in a way that it will change the course of the earth. So much so that it's mentioned in biblical prophecy. Anyway, till next time. Shalom Aleichem. Blessings be upon you. In all respect to Yeshua HaMashiach, HaDerech, HaEmeth, HaChaya, the way, the truth, and the life.